Hi, I'm Carrie McDermott, and I'm here with my neighbor, Millie Kepler. Millie, what was your upbringing like?
Raised on a farm, went to a one-room schoolhouse. My dad passed away, actually, when I was nine, and I had four brothers. They were all older than me, and my mother raised all of us. Always had food on the table, and it was an interesting upbringing to go from that coming up to Libertyville, which was the big city. My oldest brother was kind of like my father figure.
Did he ever give you any advice?
Oh, he gave me a lot of advice. All four brothers gave me a lot of advice. One of the things that really stuck with me is always be true to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think I have used that throughout my life and throughout my career.
Did you get your start in real estate?
I sold uniforms, and then I also helped my husband in selling. Decided I needed something of my own, and so I studied for the real estate. We took a drive, actually, to Arizona, and we had a van, and I stayed in the back seat and studied for my real estate exam.
So, Millie, you became super successful in real estate. And you did it for 44 years. You've sold over 2,000 homes. How you did it?
Well, number one golden rule, treat people like you would want to be treated. Listen. Women are so successful in real estate because they listen to what the buyers want. Always be confidential, like a doctor on call. You're pretty much on call no matter when, if you had a listing.
So what was real estate like? You mentioned to me that you were working the floor. What does that mean?
Well, you would have, usually the shifts would be like 3 to 4 hour shifts. That, I was so fortunate to be on floor duty when a gentleman walked. So we visited and made friends, and I ended up giving him my listing book, which was a no-no, but I did it. I ended up getting quite a few referrals from him.
And so do you have a record in how many times you sold one house?
Oh, I've sold several houses, up to 3 times.
Your first year of real estate was 1979, and there were a lot of women at that time entering real estate. What was the camaraderie like?
It was wonderful. We were friends. We could negotiate things in a tempered way and get things done. It was wonderful. Home and family have always been the most important things in my life. Roots and getting to be a part of the community. And most people never get to encounter this kind of relationships with all their families.
It's wonderful. You love a potluck, and I think you go to more potlucks than anyone I know. Why do you love a potluck so much?
Because there again, it's getting people together and communicating, and everybody can share their special dishes and getting to know people. The more the merrier. That's fun to have. Doesn't matter the ages, from the youngest to the oldest. And now I think I'm the matriarch. I am the oldest.
You were being yourself, and it led to success in real estate. More importantly, I'm so glad that we're friends.
And thank you. I'm so glad that you are my friend. I love it.